Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. So welcome to Plain Talk here at AirVenture in Oshkosh. I'm in the Save by Spot booth. Our friends find me Spot with Alyssa Vinosky. Alyssa is the regional sales manager for the Southeast region. That's you must be selling these things like hotcakes.
Like hotcakes, yeah.
Well, welcome to Plain Talk. I see you've got some cool things, the bread and butter Spot Gen 3, and of course the really cool new two-way communicator, the Spot X. When I looked at the Spot X when it first came out, it really, again, being from Canada, it reminded me of a BlackBerry.
It looks just like a ruggedized BlackBerry. Right. That's exactly right. We get that comment all the time.
And having so many different BlackBerries that I personally used in my corporate life, it was like old
nostalgia,
home.
Nostalgia,
yeah. It was.
People say that all the time, and it is a very easy interface to use. Especially for those that have had BlackBerries in the past, they look at that and they go, ooh, I liked my BlackBerry. I want that.
Well, I fortunately was able to have a Spot X last year, and I found, especially at an environment like AirVenture with, you know, north of 600,000 attendees, the data networks weren't happy campers, but
no.
I was using the satellites and nobody's on them, you know, relatively speaking.
I understand, in comparison to cellular,
cellular. And since there was, you know, obviously very few people here at AirVenture, you know, with satellite communicators, it's like,
it's a breeze.
I'm sending, getting all my texts and emails.
Yeah,
and
they don't, the satellite networks don't get nearly as clogged up as the cell towers do at large events like this, for sure.
Very cool. So what's kind of cool with the Spot Gen 3?
Yeah, so the Spot Gen 3, it's our third generation of one-way communicator. It's been around for many years. It's actually our first rescue device. There are a lot of users here at EAA who still have the Generation 1, and it is a tough little device. So they're slowly but surely upgrading to the Gen 3. We have a pretty great show special, so it's hard to say no to it. And the Gen 3 is a smaller version of our older devices. It is a one-way communicator. You can send a message to your friends and family checking in. That includes your location. You can get help at the push of a button in a non-emergency situation. Just tack your friends on there on that button that you know can come help you in the event of, you know, you put your plane down, you have a maintenance issue, maybe not life-threatening, but you need help. Or you have SOS. If, you know, you have an emergency, you can get help from search and rescue. You can track with it. You can, you know, give your friends and family access to your account or the app, and they can see where you are. Leaves a little breadcrumb trail for you. And it's just a really great way to stay connected when you're off the grid.
Well, you know, to that point, I've been flying with Spots since the Gen 1s. And my wife and I were on a family vacation in Palm Springs. And I love the portability aspect of the Spots. So I just brought my my Spot, you know, from the airplane into my backpack. We drove a little bit, just to a little park, went for a hike, and in 20 minutes we were absolutely in the middle of nowhere, and no cellular coverage. And I was thinking as I'm walking, and I, you know, an hour into the walk, we hadn't seen one person.
Yeah.
And I go, my God, if I tripped or fell or sprained an ankle or hurt myself, like, now what?
That's where I thought you were going with it when you said, we're in the middle of nowhere and something terrible happened. But, you know, that happens. And a lot of people in aviation are flying to places that are remote. That's why they love to fly. They like to get away from it. And it is such a great device, to your point, that you can pull out of the plane and you can take to do your other activities. Maybe you're flying up to Alaska and you're going to go fishing. Now you can take this device with you and you can have, you know, the peace of mind that you're covered, even outside of your plane.
And, you know, peace of mind is so important.
Oh, it's priceless.
One day my 21-year-old daughter said, "Dad, I'm going with my girlfriends to Thailand. I'll be back in 3 weeks."
"You're doing what?"
I said, "Yeah, you're doing what? Just one moment." So I went out and bought the new Gen 3.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to my daughter and said, "Sweetheart, if you don't mind, when you get off the airplane, press the power button. You see the little footy print? Press that button, hold it down so it starts flashing. And if you wouldn't mind, just once a day, for our peace of mind, just hit the I'm okay button."
Yep.
And, you know, and being in the middle of nowhere and in her trips, from her day trips from Bangkok, like she was off the grid. And,
oh, yeah.
And this was such a, for us as parents, my wife and I, peace of mind. When she came back, my son just started at that time flight training. And once he became a licensed pilot, I said, "Oh, sweetheart, take this the Spot Gen 3, and if you don't mind, every time you fly cross countries or even circuits,
just make it part of your checklist.
Just make it part of your checklist." And I've got programmed it so the custom button has a little custom message that says I've departed from this airport, and then of course the I'm okay. A little custom message that says, "Well, I've landed safely."
So
it's our
funny
emails.
That you say that. Most people that stop in our booth and they look at the Gen 3, they're like, "Well, why do I need the SpotX versus the Gen 3? What's the benefit of having the two-way communication?" Which I can talk about in just a moment. But they say, "Okay, well, sell me on the Gen 3. And I say, "You know, most pilots that I've spoken with, they use it like a flight plan. They make their custom button say, 'Here's where I'm at, I'm taking off.' They hit the track button, it leaves a little breadcrumb trail, and then they make the check button, 'Here's where I'm at, I'm landed.'" And it's just a simple way to just let people know. It, the devices, let's be honest, are usually for the people at home, as you've just mentioned with your children. It's usually for the folks that are at home. The folks that are out on the adventure, "I don't need that, you know, nothing's going to happen." Well, it might. It might. And being able to let people know, you know, in the pre-flight, while you're flying, and in the post-flight, just it's a push of a button, and it is just, it's nice for the folks at home.
And then to your point, how many lives has Spot saved?
As a matter of fact, I checked it yesterday. It was 6,602, and today it was 6,604. So
wow.
Two more in the last day, 24
wow.
hours.
Wow.
It averages about two a day.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's
yeah.
really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's really using Globalstar's technology, which is the parent of Spot, owns their own satellite network, looks after it, contact center, of course, outsourced to specialists at GEOS to bring that caliber of contact center resources during an emergency to escalate to local first responders.
Yeah, dispatchers, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Cool.
It's incredible what we can do with technology these days. And to be truly frank, I mean, if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you don't have satellite communication to get help, I had a gentleman yesterday who said, "Why do I even need this? You know, what's the point of having the Spot device? I've got an ELT." Well, we're a little different than an ELT. And if your plane ends up upside down, which often happens, your ELT is not going to work. And this device, can you imagine, and this is a little bit grim, but could you imagine you're flying across the country, you crash in the middle of nowhere, you survive the crash, okay, but you have no way to call for help. Now you're just in the middle of nowhere, and you have no way to contact anybody, and you've survived the crash, and now that might not even be what does you in.
I had a conversation with the search and rescue people in Canada, and one of the cool benefits of the Spot X being able to establish two-way communication is that being able to through text or email to converse with those specialists, it really changes the psychology
it does.
Of the accident, the incident,
Yeah.
And then I'm told improves the probability of the outcome.
It does indeed actually improve the outcome. You're absolutely right. And I studied psychology in school. And so I think if you've given up in your head, you're done. You're going to give up. But if you have a way to talk to somebody that you know is on the way to come help you, you're going to fight that much harder. And I think if I have somebody on the edge deciding between the Spot X or the Gen 3, and I say, let me tell you this, you push SOS on the Gen 3, we're coming for you. We're coming. But you have no way to talk to us. You know, you have no way to talk to your search and rescue responders. Your light's flashing green, you know we're on the way. But you're sitting there by yourself. You push SOS on the Spot X, you're going to get a text message from Search and Rescue, and you have communication with somebody now, and you're not alone. And I agree with you 100%. I think that that makes a huge difference, and that's usually what sells it for people on the Spot X. Being able to talk to somebody and say, hey, here's my tail number. Here's the color of my plane. If you're so capable, I have this many people. It gives them an opportunity to better prepare for your rescue, gives you the opportunity to, let's say you have somebody that has an injury. Now you can treat that person. You have expert knowledge coming in, and maybe even alleviate the emergency by you being able to do some of the things that first responders would do. And it changes the psychology of the whole thing. It changes the outcome of the whole thing. And that usually sells it. That's priceless, being able to talk to first responders.
Absolutely. So tell me about the Spot Gen 4. I promise I won't tell anyone.
Well, you know, the Gen 3 is doing pretty good. So we don't have any Gen 4s on the horizon.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
As far as the smaller guy goes. And the Spot X is our two-way. And we've got it pretty rounded out. We also have the Trace, which is just strictly tracking. No communication at all. That's something that you would use if you really don't want to talk to anybody at all and you just want somebody to know where you are, or you want to track your plane, or you have a fleet of vehicles or planes. But yeah, the Gen 3, it's all-encompassing. It's tried and true. So the only thing I could think we could maybe do is make it smaller.
Actually, I like the size because I like the way it fits in my hand.
Yeah, it fits perfectly.
And to make it so smaller, the buttons would get smaller. Mm-hmm. And I really like the buttons.
Yeah.
I like the way when you power it up, it has this Christmas light effect of lighting up all the LEDs.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's actually powered on.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty nifty.
Well, and that's the response we get from most folks. So we haven't really been looking at doing a Gen 4.
So, you know, Alyssa, thank you so much for being part of Plane Talk. Any final words for our listeners?
No, not. I mean, other than be safe and make sure that your bases are covered and make sure that you have a way to communicate with friends and family in search and rescue if you go off the grid. And we hope you never have to use it, but if you do, we'll be there for you and we'll get you out of the pickle that you're in. And happy flying.
And keep the blue sky blue sky up.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.